I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Exhibition games for the men's Toronto Metropolitan University basketball team return to the Mattamy Athletic Center this summer. To prepare for the upcoming 2022-2023 season, showcases against NCAA teams are being hosted. The showcases are organized to allow Canada's youth sports teams to match up against the American NCAA teams. TMU has been slated to play three exhibition games. The first one was against the Northern Illinois Huskies on August 5th. Despite some scoring runs in the second and third quarters, TMU was soundly beaten 112-82. TMU was led by forward Aaron Rooms, who scored 21 points and grabbed 6 rebounds. Alright, Aaron, it was a great game today for you. Can you talk to me through it, please?
Just talk you through it?
Yeah, how'd you feel?
Honestly, it was just, first game back with the guys, first game back in this environment. I've been really excited to get back with everybody, with just being here at Mattamy. I've missed it a lot. But yeah, so just going through the game, it's a different feel, playing with guys that are more physical, faster, more athletic. So in my opinion, it's not too much of an adjustment. I think as a collective, I think it's an adjustment that, the team will have to get accustomed to, because going forward, that's just what it is. We're going to have to, push through that. I was just trying to get my teammates involved, everybody get going, getting the guys in the mind shape, the mindset of what it's going to be for the whole season, that sort of thing. So just taking the game play by play, that's all it is, giving the best effort that I could, and trying to get the guys to give the same.
Mm-hmm. A lot of new faces this year. What was it like to play with these guys? And, you mentioned it's been a while being here at the MAC.
Mm-hmm. Of course, being with a new group, there's some challenges, but I'm relatively familiar with a lot of the guys, but at the end of the day, we all have the same goal, so in that regard, I feel like there's a familiarity, and that is what, I resonate with, so it's pretty easy to click, but of course, as time will go on, I think it'll just get better.
The second year forward commented on playing against an older, more physical NCAA team.
In my opinion, I feel that's where I should be. No hard bond riders, where I am, I love you here. But
TMU.
Yeah, TMU. sorry, TMU. I feel like I belong. I feel right in, no real different. There's no real restraint.
I guess with today's game, how are you preparing yourself for the next one next week?
Well, next week, I feel like I've been away for a bit, I'm going to try my best to get in with the guys, make sure guys understand what we need to do going forward, take on more of a leadership role, going forward and that sort of thing. Taking my account, my flaws in this game, tuning up on those as well, so I can be better for the guys, better for the team. Try and direct the guys and where we need to be, that sort of thing, so for sure.
Carleton University transfer Simon Chamberlain scored 17 points for TMU and was a catalyst from three-point range to help make some runs in the second half.
Simon Chamberlain from the team of Aaron Rooms.
Aaron mentioned the physicality of playing against an NCAA team. Can you talk to me about your own experience with that?
Yeah, so when I was at Carleton, I played a few NCAA games as well, Syracuse, Boston College, Colgate. And it's something I noticed there as well. They got big bodies, they're athletic, and it's just that's the type of physicality we have to bring in the season, playoff basketball, that type of stuff, and match it. We have the size to do it, but we just got to do it, go at them, be aggressive the way they are. But definitely I've noticed every time we play a D1 team, they bring the intensity, bring the aggressiveness.
Despite the loss, assistant coach Jeremy Cakey commented on what is needed to prepare for the next NCAA opponents.
The most frustrating part of today's game is, again, just the fact that the guys came out here, they practiced hard. They tried their best, but again, you kind of seen the difference as far as the maturity playing a team that's a bit older than us, playing a team that's been together a bit longer, right? You've kind of seen that. So just the fact that, again, just careless, unforced turnovers, that was the most frustrating part. The bright spot is that we did have a few guys that were able to step in and play well. Some young guys like Nathan, Simon here, scoring 17 points was phenomenal for us again, and we're looking to do that going forward.
You mentioned like some of the bright spots in the game. You know, there were a few runs there.
Yes.
What was it like on the bench, kind of guiding the guys through that?
So, guiding the guys through the bit of the run was good. Again, it's something that we're going to watch on film to make sure that we can do that consistently. There were a few times that we were able to get three stops in a row. Again, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that in the fourth quarter. But again, it's a process. We're learning first game. We're going to make sure that going forward that we're going to be able to do that more consistently.
How's the team feeling for next week's matchup?
So again, they are disappointed with the loss and just with the way that they look. But again, with the support that we kind of heard from the fans and the family still cheering to the very end. And the fact that we went in there and told them, okay, these are the goals that we set throughout the games. We've hit a few, but we've missed on more than we've hit. So now we just got to refocus, get back in the lab, and hit more of our goals, because the other team hit those goals that we set. And they weren't in our locker rooms to see those goals, and it was tic-tac-toe. Like, they literally hit all the goals that we set out. So now we know what it takes to be able to win, so now we just got to perform.
Notable past games for TMU include matchups against the Duke Blue Devils in 2018, when college stars Zion Williamson and RJ Barrett came to Toronto. Williamson became the first overall pick in the 2019 NBA draft. Barrett, who went third in the same draft, grew up in Mississauga and is part of the Canadian national team. The next scheduled games will be against the St. Michael's College Purple Knights of the NCAA's Division II on August 13th, and against the Division I Oregon Ducks on August 27th. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.